Proclamation number 8415 of 18th of February, 1963. Knowledge of the plan of salvation. Working of the adversary. What I have to say to you only concerns your salvation of soul, and if you let yourselves be impressed by it, it will only be a blessing for you. And if I give you knowledge of my reign and activity in infinity, of my countless creations which the universe harbors, this knowledge shall also only serve to kindle the love for me in you, which will lead you closer to me again, through which you will narrow the vast gulf between yourselves and me. For you will only learn to understand this knowledge when you have already reached a certain degree of maturity, depending on your degree of love. Hence your first effort is to proclaim the gospel of love to you, and I will emphasize this time and again when I convey my word to you humans. The dormant spark of love in you shall be kindled if you want to reach the final goal in earthly life, the final union with me. And I will do everything that only serves to ignite this spark of love in you. And this includes turning to the pure truth which reveals to you a true image of me as your God and Creator, who wants to be recognized by you as Father. This also includes that you are able to gain a small insight into my eternal plan of salvation, for only when you know about your original beginning and your goal will you also understand my reign and activity. You will be able to explain everything to yourselves and then also seriously strive towards your goal. However, people's thinking is very confused, especially in the last time before the end. Since people do not fulfill the first conditions for attaining the truth, to kindle love within themselves, which only guarantees right thinking. And therefore people will also fight each other. Each one will hold his own view, no matter how erroneous it may be. For the battle of darkness against the light will rage ever more fiercely the closer the end is. And the darkness proceeds with truly satanic means in order to cause confusion, and it requires the most heartfelt bond with me not to be drawn into this darkness. But again, the light which shines forth from me is great illuminating power. It spreads an unusual brightness, that is, people who stand in the light of truth are also able to see through my adversary's work of deception. They already have realization and can easily distinguish pure truth from error and lies. Thus they need hardly fear being led astray by the adversary's activity. For as soon as the bond with me is established, you humans can also be certain that I will protect you from error. Yet since every person has free will, it is up to him whether his heart or only his intellect searches for the truth, and where intellect is predominant, the adversary's influence is also possible and explainable. Many people are satisfied with the illusions my adversary presents to them. They are gullible and accept the false as genuine. They cannot be enlightened about the error either, because they have not yet kindled the inner light which would give them clarity. Many people certainly connect themselves with the spirit world. However, since their intellect only establishes this bond, they are now also served by that spirit world which is subject to the Prince of Darkness. And if the pure truth is presented to these people, they reject it because they are so certain of their right thinking and no longer accept any enlightenment. It is truly an eclipsed state in the last days where the light can almost no longer penetrate. But again, it is only up to people themselves, for as soon as they live a life of love, the light of realization shines so brightly in them that no error can hold on any longer and the truth breaks through. And I will protect my own from my adversary's influence. My light from above will shine brightly into their hearts and expose everything as erroneous which is offered to them by my adversary. And time and again I tell you that everyone who earnestly desires the truth will also recognize it and will not allow himself to be disturbed by my adversary's activity. For he kindles the light within himself and the darkness will no longer be able to frighten him. Amen.